If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Good afternoon, evening, morning. Woo! Hey, everyone. Update. What do you know? This is another update, just like every other one. But I think this is update number 12. So we're making some progress. We're super consistent here. It's pretty fun. Big thing today, we made the pivot. What I mean by that is our entrepreneurship course is officially making the pivot to focus on creating a book and then focus on creating a course out of that book. Who knows where it will go, but it's important to understand that we made the pivot because we are going to move forward with a 6-month plan. And I think anyone that's starting a company needs to create a 6-month plan that you don't stray from. Because I know one of our problems with this new concept that we're launching, it's a group of individuals that aren't super familiar with entrepreneurship and startups. So we were bouncing from idea to idea, never really making progress because we didn't have a plan that we had to stick to for the long run. And without having evidence-based results, we were still changing the plan. So any of you out there trying to start a company, or maybe you're just trying to figure out your own plan in life, stick to something for at least a quarter, so 3 months. 6 months is also great. That's what we're doing right now, but stick to something for the long term so you can actually find out if it works or not. Second thing is, tomorrow, super pumped, gonna be interviewing Trent Tucker. He's a NBA legend. You can find that on Master of the Start. That's my own personal plug, sorry. But I was looking up a lot of stuff for him. So I think, first off, I recommend everyone, if you're interested in starting a podcast at all, just do it. Doesn't matter how many people listen, how many people watch. And think about it. Right now, I'm currently talking to one person and one person only. Yes, some people will listen on the podcast and it'll reach more people. But the big thing is this is a long-term game. If you start a podcast, it's a long-term game. If you get 10 people to listen the first year, great. Maybe you change 10 lives. You get 20 people the second year, change 20 lives. If you get to year number 10 and you're still doing it, I guarantee you're going to be reaching thousands of people. And even if you aren't, think of the worst case possibility. Worst case scenario is your grandkids watch and listen to your podcast and watch your video. That isn't so horrible. If I'm sitting here in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and like 100 people watch or listen to this, grandkids are gonna have hours of footage to watch of grandpa when he's dead. So that's worst case scenario. So think about it, think about creating a podcast. Plus it gives you a huge, awesome excuse to reach out to pretty much anyone you wanna talk to and get to know them on a personal level. So for us, I didn't even reach out to Trent Tucker. He reached out to us and he actually asked to be on the podcast, which is awesome, we're honored. And gonna get to meet an awesome NBA legend out of the deal. So think about it, podcast, super cool. Third thing, launched my personal brand site today. You can find it at bobby-biz.com if you wanna figure out really how you could do it yourself. I don't care if you interact with the site, really just look at it and see if you want help on creating your own and then reach out. I can let you know exactly how to build it, how to do it pretty quickly. It took me 2-3 days, I think. But I just said it's another long-term goal in the sense that I needed to create a center or one central location that people could check in on what I'm doing. And I actually needed it for myself too, because I needed to be able to really put all of my thoughts and words into one location and be able to look back on that one location to tie everything all together. Last thing that I want to get into, had an accountability partner meeting, and that was last night. The two individuals that are in it, you're going to know who you are. I think it's really important to have accountability partners. I have a few different sets of accountability partners, and it really forces you to live differently. It forces you to hold yourself to another standard. If you're willing to create accountability partners and you're willing to be super open and honest to those accountability partners, you will grow dramatically. So what I mean by that is, don't only have accountability partners for your work life, make sure you have them for your personal life. Find two or three people you can trust, you believe in, maybe more importantly, people that you believe are better than you, so you can grow from them. And sit down with them once a week and create a weekly plan of the things you want to accomplish in your personal life and the things you want to accomplish in your work life. Then write those into either a Google Doc, I'd recommend a Google Doc, and then assign point values to each of the things you wrote down. So, for example, if I need to reach out to 1,500 people this week, those are 1,500 points. So every day when I sit down, I can write down or I can record how much of that I accomplished. So make sure you have a running point total so you can see how you're doing throughout the week. So I know me personally, I have like 1,500 and something individual tasks I put down for my work life and personal life actually. And I will track those all week so I know exactly where I'm at. Put a lot of emphasis on your personal life. I think we all too often really worry about work over personal. So for example, this week I'm really focusing on getting more sleep. As you can tell me, the eyes are a little tired, but I'm gonna try to get more sleep. Every single night, on average, I'm gonna get 4 hours of sleep this week. I'm not gonna do any all-nighters, so that should be fun. Not my favorite thing, but my accountability group said you had to, so I'm gonna try it. Also, in my personal life, for all of you out there, I'm gonna make sure I make an extra effort to see my wife an extra night this week, or come home at least a little earlier to see her, at least one or two nights. I know that doesn't sound like much, but I can get really focused on the stuff that I love, which is work, and try to make a difference in that. In the sense that I sometimes get so involved in trying to make a difference that I forget about the people around me that are most important. So really take a step back and make sure you focus on that personal stuff. Work-wise, make sure there are challenges that you're trying to accomplish that are gonna really create that domino effect. So don't just pick one thing in your work life that you wanna accomplish that's superficial. Make sure it forms, as I said, that domino effect, in the sense that when you accomplish that task, a bunch of tasks beyond that will be accomplished. So focus on that this week. I'm definitely doing it, and I hope you do it too. Find an accountability group and make sure you're honest with that accountability group and enhance your lives, okay? That's what I have this week. Not this week, today. I'll do another update in 2 days from now because I don't think every day is really sustainable. So every 2 days, give you an update, and we'll talk soon. Have a great, great next couple days. Bye.